the works of the law, which I take down, I am a transgressor because I don't do them anymore. See, through the law, I'm dead to the law. I mean, I can't go back to the law because I have torn that down and I can't build it again, that which I destroyed. But again, the four is pointing back to Christ too. So there's like a duality. I see a sort of a dual thing Paul's saying here. Is Christ the minister of sin? Am I the minister of the law? And he's drawing himself together with Christ. And now in verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. You know, even though I'm dead, even though I'm not in the flesh, as it says in Romans, ye are not in the flesh. If so, if you have faith and you're, you know, that's where we're, if you are sinning, you are in the flesh, okay? But that you're moving from a place of being in the flesh and being alive to sin, but to being dead to the law, dead to sin, crucified with Christ, alive to righteousness, in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, not in the flesh. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live not, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, because literally I am in the flesh, but spiritually I'm not, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Righteousness comes by faith. And again, Jesus Christ said this, and I'll ask you, if you cannot have faith in this statement I'm about to make, that Jesus himself said, you do not have faith and you do not have the righteousness which is by faith. Jesus Christ said, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever. That means that sinners will not live in God's house, quote unquote, for all eternity, meaning they're going to die. They're not going to live. They can't live eternally. Whoever serves sin. But the Son abideth forever, meaning a Son of God, which is what we are supposed to be being made in Christ, abides forever. This is somewhat of a dark saying of his. I'm interpreting it. My interpretation is true. The Son abideth forever, and he is the Son. And then he says this, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, the gospel which you, now, can you believe that? You say, yes. Okay. The gospel preached today by many preachers who claim that be the gospel of grace, and they'll use Romans, and they'll use Galatians especially. They love Galatians for some reason. But as we continue through Galatians, you're going to see they do not have much in common with the teachings of Paul. No siree. The grace they teach only makes you free in theory, meaning you still commit sins. You are still the servant of sin according to Jesus. Remember, I said, do you believe that statement? Well, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin according to Jesus. According to his apostle John, this is the difference between the sons of God and the sons of Satan. Is the sons of Satan commit sin? Okay, then you're a servant of sin if you sin. That's what Jesus said. Do you believe? If the Son, therefore, shall make you free. Free from what? From the servitude of sin. You, like Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 6, he says, sin will not have dominion over you. Okay, well, are we receiving this in faith? Well, according to the modern teaching among many churches is this, that, well, you believe and the righteousness is imputed, but it's only imputed. You're still going to be a sinner, but only now you're a sinner saint because God has rose-colored glasses he puts on. And when he looks at a believer, I mean, and so he puts on his rose-colored glasses when he looks at a believer and he sees nothing but Christ's righteousness because you are a believer. And so you're not really free from sin, not in the flesh, not really. And the life you live now in the flesh is not really lived by the faith of the Son of God. It's lived by the faith of you. Well, they don't say that. But that's it. The life you live in the flesh is not you're not really free from sin. You're only theoretically free from sin, and that God looks at you through rose-colored glasses and sees Christ's righteousness. So theoretically, you're free, meaning God counts you as free. God counts you as righteous, even though it's really just a bunch of BS. You're not really free. You aren't righteous. It's bull. It's dung that cometh out of an animal. That's what that doctrine is. It is, that's what it is. It's just a bunch of lies. Lies. And they deny the words of Christ. The Son shall not make you free indeed. The Son shall leave you in bondage and declare you free. Isn't that wonderful? That's kind of like the Emancipation Proclamation. It's like, I declare them free, even though they're still, you know, hey, but the promise, see, that's the promise of faith. God is much more powerful than Abraham Lincoln or the United States Army, and he can guarantee a victory. So he promises, you will be free. And all you have to do to actually become free is believe it. Believe it, and he will make you free. Guaranteed. It is so true. And that is, and here's the thing. In the book of Romans, and I know I refer back to that a lot. Well, we just studied it. And for me, it was like a week ago. And this cannot be the cool thing. That's why I'm going to go back to that, because I wanted to refresh your mind in these things so you don't forget them. It had said in, I'm just, you know, I don't write all this stuff down. This is all done impromptu. In Romans 5, verse 21, it says, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. See, you know what would frustrate grace? Why is he saying this? Because here's what the thing. You frustrate the grace of God by going back to the legalistic ways, trying to seek to justify yourself that way, or being found a sinner. That does frustrate the grace of God. If while being seeking to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, Christ does not build again the things which he destroys. Righteousness comes by faith, not by the law. I think that's really the focus. I don't want to say, as I look at this, I'm thinking, you know, his main focus is that, let's say, even if we are found sinners, right, while we seek to be justified by Christ, if we seek to be justified by Christ and we're found sinners, Christ is not the minister of sin. The grace of God is leading us to repentance and leading us to righteousness in spite of ourselves. But we seek it by faith. Here, the truth is, by the law, you can't become righteous. And that's for sure. And there's no point in returning to that to seek to be righteous. It will only lead you backwards.